This morning, we're looking at the claim that Jesus is God. So I want to show you some hard evidence today that supports that claim. Now, I have to assume, just because of time limitations, that the Bible is reliable. If you don't believe that claim, then we can talk afterwards or talk to someone at the Take Five banner, but I don't have time to talk about that. So we're going to use scriptural evidence today to establish that Jesus claimed to be God, and others at that time also claimed that Jesus was God. You may have heard someone claim, let's get into this, that Jesus never says, "I am God," with those three words. And strictly speaking, that is 100% true. Jesus never said, "I am God," with those words. However, this is important. If you understand the first century Jewish context, Jesus clearly claimed that he was God, and the Bible, furthermore, clearly claims that Jesus is God. So let's get into some of that evidence today from Scripture. One helpful acronym, mnemonic device in this is HANDS, H-A-N-D-S, from Bowman and Kamaszewski's book, Putting Jesus in His Place. It goes like this: Jesus gets God's honors, H. Jesus has God's attributes, A. Jesus has God's names, N. Jesus does God's deeds, D. And then Jesus sits in God's seat, S. I don't have time to go through everything that's going to be on the slide today, and everything on the slides is not even all of the verses that I could have given to you. There's a lot of it. So if you're interested in some of those sources, let me know. I'll go through some of this, though. Jesus gets God's honors. Jesus expected people to honor him, quote, just as they honor the Father. He said that in John chapter 5. He also accepted worship from his disciples, Matthew chapter 14 and 28. Furthermore, Jesus has God's attributes in Scripture. Jesus claimed to be just like God the Father, so much so that if you saw him, you had seen the Father. He also revealed himself to be omnipresent when he asserted that he would be present with his disciples wherever they gathered in his name. Let's move on to the end. Jesus has God's names. Although Jesus never called himself God directly, the way he spoke of himself as the Son implied that he was on par with the Father. Furthermore, in John, throughout John, he has seven I am sayings about himself that begin with I am, which is a very clear reference to the name of God from the Old Testament. So he is applying the name of God to himself. Jesus also does God's deeds. Jesus did things and claimed to do things that only God could do. By one count, 37 miracles are recorded in the Gospels, including these. He calmed a raging storm with a simple word. He walked on the sea. He fed thousands of people with one boy's lunch. He also claimed the right to forgive people of their sins, of all of their sins. There's a list of miracles as well that I could give you if you're interested, that list out a lot of them. And perhaps most significant among those miracles is that Jesus rose from the dead. Normal people do not raise from the dead. I feel very confident in saying that, but Jesus did that. He rose from the dead. Furthermore, Jesus sits in God's seat. Jesus claimed that he would sit on the seat of God's own throne, the place from which God rules over his entire creation. Furthermore, he will rule over absolutely everything in creation. So Jesus makes lots of claims about himself as God, referring to himself as God, portraying himself as God. That's H-A-N-D-S. Now, some would say because he never said, "I am God," he was never trying to communicate that. But we can tell that he was, because people who heard him in that day understood that he was claiming to be God. For example, his Jewish opponents. In John chapter 10, Jesus was teaching. He says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are," what? "One." Again, his Jewish opponents picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus said to them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" "We are not stoning you for any good work," they replied, "but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God." Jesus claimed to be God, and his opponents of that day understood that claim. Furthermore, others in the early church also understood this claim, supported it, and put it in their own writings. One good example is in Titus, another book of the New Testament. It says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, that is, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good." So I've spent a lot of time establishing that Jesus claimed to be God. You could say, well, anyone can claim to be God. That doesn't necessarily make it true. So let's address some of those concerns. There is a classic argument that I will share with you this morning called Liar, Lunatic, Lord. And it goes like this. Jesus can only reasonably be three things. There's only three reasonable answers to the question, who is Jesus? And that is these three things. He's either a liar or a lunatic or a Lord. And he can't be a liar or a lunatic, so therefore he is, namely, who he claimed to be, that is the Lord. So let's go through those one by one. Liar. First of all, many people in our culture today intuitively know and accept that Jesus was a good man. So right off the bat, if you accept that Jesus was a good man, he cannot be a liar, because good men are not liars. Good men do not lie. Furthermore, if he were a liar, he was one of the best liars in history to dupe 12 of his closest friends who were Jews, very unlikely to believe that a man was God, and he also duped billions of people throughout history. Also, furthermore, why would he lie about that? What would his motive be for lying about something like that? What he got out of this lie was rejection, death, crucifixion. So what would he have had to gain by this? Jesus also would have known that Jews were the least likely people to worship a man. They had intense resistance to idolatry and lifting up anything as God other than God himself. So if he was going to be a liar, he chose a really poor audience to try to dupe. So Jesus cannot be a liar. But let's think about lunatic. Could he have been a lunatic, right? The argument goes like this. Lots of crazy people claim to be God, right? Maybe that one guy at work, you know, you can think of him who's just crazy, right? Jesus could have been like that. The divinity complex is a recognized mental condition and has the following symptoms: egotism, narcissism, inflexibility, dullness, predictability, and the inability to understand and love others the way they really are. No, that is not a description of Congress. That is a description of the divinity complex, right? So we have to say, does Jesus present like a lunatic in Scripture? Does he have those characteristics? And we have to say, no, Jesus does not show the signs of the divinity complex. Therefore, he is not a lunatic. So you might say, well, hey, before we get to Lord, there is another option. Jesus could have just been a good man, even though he wasn't God. But we've already established the claim, the fact that Jesus claimed to be God. And a good man would not claim to be God and deceive billions of people throughout history. So then this objection falls in the category of liar. So as the logic goes, Jesus can only reasonably be a liar, a lunatic, or a Lord. And he's not a liar, and he's not a lunatic. Therefore, he must be who he claimed to be, namely our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and God.